نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تركبوا الخز ولا النمار رواه أبو داود. فمعاوية من الله رفيق الاثنين He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tarkabu al-khazza wal-nimar. Do not ride on al-khazza. This is al-harir. Wal-nimar, likewise, leopard. What does that mean? That if the damage or the cloth of harir is spread on the back of a horse or a camel, you should not sit on it. Likewise, if the skin of a leopard is also spread on the horse or the camel, you should not sit on it. So, لا تركبوا الخز ولا النمار رواه أبو داود. أبو داود reported this. وعن عبد الرحمن بن غنم قال حدثني أبو عامر أو أبو مالك الأشجعي أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول from عبد الرحمن the son of غنم He said, Abu Amir or Abu Malik al-Ashya'i told me, أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ That he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقول saying, لَيَكُنَنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَقْوَامٌ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْخَزَّ وَالْحَرِيرِ وَذَكَرَ كَلَامًا وَقَالَ يمسح منهم آخرين قردة وخنازير إلى يوم القيامة رواه أبو داود والبخاري تعليقا وقال في يستحلون الحرى والحريرة والخمر والمعازف نعم This hadith is talking about what Abu Amir or Abu Malik al-Ashya'i heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certainly there is going to be, or there are going to be in my ummah, aqwamun, some people, yastahilloon al-khazza wal-harira, that will make permissible, not the making permissible of turning something that is haram to be halal. But when somebody puts on something that is haram, in a way that the person doesn't care. Not that the person is saying that it is halal, but he does it, he wears it, like somebody who takes intoxicant or fornicate. When you ask him, he tells you that fornication is haram. The consumption of intoxicant is haram. But the person is taking intoxicant, the person is fornicating. So this person can be said to be doing istihlal. But istihlal is not istihlal i'tiqadi, rather istihlal amal. That is, if practices appear to be like what the practices of somebody who is legalizing it. That is the one who is doing istihlal qalbi. It looks, a practice looks like the one who is saying it is halal. So who has delivered is halal as a result of doing it constantly. So لَيَكُنَنَّ فِي أُمَّتِي or مِنْ أُمَّتِي there will be in my ummah أَقْوَامٌ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْخَزَّ وَالْحَرِيرَ الْخَزَّ that's the harir. Al-harir is also what al-harir. So and that's why in some of the reports it is said what يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَى الْحِرَى some scholars said الْحِرَى This means zina. Al-hirru, zina. Some said it was al-hirru. Yastahilloon al-hira or yastahilloon al-hirra, as some scholars have said. So legalizing zina, that is, they will be committing zina. one harir, and you will also be putting on thick garments. So putting on thick garments is prohibited on the mules, as we have learned. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Adhani haramun ala dhukuri ummati hillun li inathihim." These two, referring to gold and silk, said they are haram on the men of my ummah, but they are halal for the women of my ummah. So people will be putting on al-harir, silk garments, that is, males will be putting on silk garments without giving it any regard. That is, not feeling bad, not feeling that this is prohibited. Likewise, they will be committing zina. So it says that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ذكر كلاما, mentioned some things. وقال يمسح منهم آخرين كردة وقناديل. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to turn some of them to apes and towards monkeys and what? And what do you call it? Pigs. إلى يوم القيامة. Till the day of Qiyamah. رواه أبو داود والبخاري. الإمام أبو داود likewise الإمام البخاري reported تعليقا. البخاري reported تعليق. What is hadith that is called المعلق? الحديث that is called المعلق is a hadith that the author does not mention the shin from beginning to watch where it starts, or does not mention the beginning, the hadith from beginning. That is the hadith that is called Al-Mu'allaq. Now, when you go to Sahih Bukhari, you see Imam al-Bukhari said Qala Isham. Qala Isham. That is Isham said. So this is said to be something of what? Ta'liq. Because Al-Imam al-Bukhari, when he said Qala Isham, did he miss Isham alive? Yes, he met Isham alive. And that's why some scholars have said there is nothing wrong with the shin of the hadith. This is not something that we say to God, it is mu'allaq. Because Isham was one of the shuyukh of Al-Bukhari. So if he said Qala Isham, he didn't say what? Haddathani Isham. There is no difference. So some scholars like Ibn Hazmi and some others said this hadith is da'if. It's hadith that was da'if, is mu'allaq and is da'if. Because Al-Imam al-Bukhari said what? Qala Isham. Qala Isham. So scholars refuted Ibn Hazmi on this. Sheikh al-Albani in his book, Tahrimu Alati Qarab, refuted him seriously. And many other mashayikh. The same content of the hadith with slight difference was also reported by Abu Dawood. And that is with a very sound shin. No, and not something of what Qala Isham. That of Al-Bukhari is enough as evidence. So when you now add it to that of Abu Dawood, so they corroborate one another. So and that's why they say Ibn Hazm made a very big mistake, and those who also followed him in that to say the hadith is what is mu'allaq. The hadith is not mu'allaq. The fact that Al-Bukhari says Qala Isham does not mean what the hadith he got is mu'allaq. So that is with respect to the statement of the author, Rawahu Abu Dawood wal-Bukhari. Abu Dawood reported wal-Bukhari ta'liqan. That is, Al-Bukhari reported it mu'allaq. وقال فيه. So in the report of Al-Bukhari, it said what? يتحلون الحرى والحرير. يتحلون الحرى والحرير. You know, in the one that was brought in, said what? يتحلون الخزة. So said الخزة is الحرير. الخزة is a kind of what? حرير. But when we say يتحلون الحرى والحرير والخمرة والمعازف, and they will also legalize with their action al-khamra, intoxicant, wal-ma'azif, and al-ma'azif. So, and this is the era that people, they do what? They do, a lot of people, they take intoxicant, a lot of Muslims take intoxicant, a lot of people, a lot of Muslims commit zina, a lot of Muslims also embark on the playing of musical instruments. So they play musical instruments. So al-ma'azif is the power of the word mi'izaf or mi'izafa. Huh? That is musical instrument. So, and this is one of the prophecy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have come to pass, that some people will be practicing all this. So the point here is to tell us that al-khalb and al-harir, they are what? They are haram for one to put on. So in addition to what? Zina, intoxicant, musical instruments. But the author has brought it because of what? Because of the issue of al-harir, because of the issue of al-harir. بعض النهي الرجال أن لبس المعصفر وما جاء في الأحمر. What has come concerning prohibiting or forbidding the men from putting on المعصفر, المعصفر. So وما جاء في الأحمر, and what has come concerning الأحمر, red garment. So what is the al-ma'aswar? Al-ma'aswar is a cloth or a clothing or clothing dyed with rasfur. Rasfur is safflower. Safflower. That is for rasfur. It's a kind of leaf that has what? A color close to red. A color close to red. So we have rasfur and we have za'faran. Za'faran, this is what? Saffron. While al-rasfur is what? Safflower. So both of them, saffron is close, za'faran, saffron is close to what? Yellow. While rasfur is close to what? Red. At times, saffron may be reddish at times. It depends. So it is haram for men to rub their body with rasfur or saffron, with rasfur or za'faran. And that was why when Abdurrahman bin Awf radiallahu anhu, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the athar sufra, the sign of yellowness on his body, said, "What is this?" Then he said that what? He got marriage. That is, he contracted this from what? From the garment or the perfume, so to say, of his wife, of the new wife that the marriage. So this changed him from the clothes or from the body of the new wife. So, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Thibu al-rijal ma khafi ma zara rihuhu wa khafiya lawlu, wa thibu al-nisa ma zara lawluhu wa khafiya rihuhu." The thib, the perfume of the men, is what has what odor that is the clear, that is manifest, that is the odor appears, people can perceive the odor, that is the perfume that men use. But the women, they use perfume that the color is what is apparent, but the odor is hidden. The odor is hidden, that is, it doesn't smell out. The odor is not something that spreads quickly. Not that it doesn't have what odor it has, وكوة خافية ريحه ظهر لونه. So the women can make use of saffron as what? As their perfume. And they can use it to also rub their, to dye their clothes and things like that. But for the men, it is not okay to use what? Saffron to watch, to dye their clothes. But if it is only the odor, maybe the odor is extracted somehow and mixed with something else, they can use it. So, and that's why scholars, some have said that the reason that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke against using saffron, that is za'faran, is because of what? Because of the color. This is restricted towards men. But for women, it's not because of the color. The color is okay for them. So they can use za'faran, they can use saffron, but men cannot use it. So nahyu rijali an yusfi al-mu'asfar, forbidding the men from putting on al-mu'asfar, that is garments dyed with usfur, وَمَا جَاءَتِ الْأَحْمَرِ, and whatever and what has come concerning what? Al-Ahmar. So one, we understand from what the author is saying here that it's not okay for you to also watch, to put on red garments. A garment that has what? Red color. You know, since we say usfur is what? Reddish in color. And then we have what? A hadith telling us not to wear it. So which means you cannot wear a garment that is dyed with red. So the author wants to speak on that. And Abdullah ibn Amr, from Abdullah the son of Amr, radiallahu anhu, called, رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علي الثوبين معصفرين. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw on me two garments that is up and down, معصفرين, that were dyed with usfur, with safflower, with safflower. فقال إن هذه من ثياب الكفار فلا تلبسها. This is from the garment of the kuffar. فَلَا تَلْبَسْهَا, do not wear it. رواه أحمد ومسلم والنسائي. Ahmad reported this on Muslim and Nasai. What do you understand from this? Is it haram or makruh? Haram. Is it prohibited or detested? إِنَّ هَذِهِ مِنْ ثِيَابِ الْكُفَّارِ فَلَا تَلْبَسْهَا. This is from the garment of the kuffar, فَلَا تَلْبَسْهَا, don't wear it. نَمْ أَلَا أَصْلُ فِي النَّهْيِ إِشْ التَّحْرِيمِ. The basis in what in nahyu is that it is haram. When you are asked not to do something, the basis is what is nahyu according to the Wavia opinion, not al-karaha or at-tawakkuf. He said some scholars of usul said, well, al-aslu fi an-nahyi at-tawakkuf. The basis in nahyu is tawakkuf, is for you to remain neutral. Don't say it is haram and don't say what it is makruh until you see a text saying what it means haram. Maybe there's a punishment attached to it. Or you see a text saying establishing that thing that you are asked not to do, maybe there is another text that says you can do it. So that means the nahyu here will be what? Will be mukhaffa, will be lightened. So it means what? It will mean al-karaha. Or maybe the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. Some scholars have said. So if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did something that he has asked you not to do, so some scholars take it to mean what? That the nahyu is al-karaha. Because who said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did something that is haram? It means that what the nahyu is al-karaha. So while some scholars said, no, that is incorrect. Instead of saying the nahyu is al-karaha, why can't you say the practice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of that thing is what? Lil khususiyya, is for speciality. Then why deny you reward in the hurma for you, that it is haram for you? Which one do you think is correct? Those who say il karaha or il khususiyya. Il khususiyya. That is something that is called of departure upon. So inna hadhihi min thiyab al kuffar. This is from the thiyab, the garment of the kuffar. Fala talbaha. Do not wear it. When Amr bin Shu'ayb and Abihi and Jaddi, from Amr bin Shu'ayb, from its father, from his grandfather, that he is Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Amr. قال أقبلنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ثنية. We were coming together with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from ثنية. From ثنية. فالتفت, that is a path, a mountain path, that is where you can pass on a mountain, called was ثنية. فالتفت إلي, so it turned to me. وعلي ريطة مدرجة بالعسفر. And I was putting on a garment that is مدرجة بالعسفر, that is that has been stained with العسفر. فقال مهدي, said, what is this? فعرفت ما كريا. So I observed what ما كريا, that is I could see كريا here in his face, that he disliked this. That it is like this. فَأَطَيْتُهَا عَلِي. So Abdullah bin Amr said, what? So based on that, I went to my people, that is my wife or the maharim or relatives. وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ تَنَوُرَهُمْ. So, and they were lighting their tanur. What is tanur? Tanur, that is oven. So they were lighting their own. فَقَذَفْتُهَا فِيهِ. So I threw it. Threw what? I threw the right up. And what? In it. That means the garment in it. ثُمَّ أَتَيْتُهُ مِنَ الْغَدِ. Then I came to him the following day. فَقَالَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. Messenger of Allah said to me, O عَبْدَ اللَّهِ, مَا فَعَلْتَ مَا فَعَلَتْ أَرَيْكَ. What is the information? What is the information of what? Al-Raytah, that is that garment. فأخبرته, so I informed him about that. فقال, he said, ألا كسوتها بعد أهلك. ألا كسوتها بعد أهلك. You should have given it to one of your relatives to put it on, that is your wife or your daughter. ألا كسوتها بعض أهلك. رواه أحمد وكذلك أبو داود وابن ماجه. So Ahmad reported this, likewise Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. وزاد فإنه لا بأس بذلك للنساء. And there is this addition. There is nothing wrong with this for the women. See, the women can put it on. This is the hadith of whom? Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As. The one that is up is the hadith of who? Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As. So the learning that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him twice on the same issue. Are you with me? So he saw it on him. When he saw it on him, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna hadhihi min thiyab al-kuffari, fala talbasha." So he went and burnt it. The second time he went and burnt it when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disapproved of that. Then he corrected him by saying, "You have given this to one of your ahad." So can one say that the companion did not eat what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, that he still wore it another time again? There is that possibility that he did not understand that it is haram. Maybe he thought it was something of what? The temptation. So, and that was why it was. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam frowned at him the other time. So, with this, he got to understand that this thing he got is haram. And that was why he bought it. I don't know if he said. The first time he frowned at him, he said, Falat al-Basa. End of story. So, the second time he wore it again. But this time he saw the karahiyah on the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he went to burn it. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, you shouldn't have burnt it, you should have given it to the women. So there is nothing wrong in it for the women. So there is that possibility that maybe the companions did not understand the Nahi Falat al-Bas'a to mean what? The Tahrim in the first place. But when he saw the temptation or the disapproval on the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he understood it to mean what? That it is haram. Then he went ahead to burn it. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected him that it is not what haram for the women. It is haram for the males. Exactly. وعن علي قال from علي he said نهاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تختم بالذعر. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade me from أتختم بالذعر, putting on a gold ring. وعن لباس الفطي أو الفطي, and to also put on حرير, a kind of حرير from a place called الفطس أو الفطس in Egypt. It's called what? The Arir is called Kostinu. Some will say Kostinu. Wa'an qira'a for Ruku'i was sujood. And to recite the Quran, why in Ruku'i and sujood? Wa'an libas al mu'asfar, and to also put on a garment dyed with usfur, with safflower. Qura'u al-jama'a illa al-Bukhari ibn Majah. So al-jama'a al-Qutayb is except Bukhari and Ibn Majah. So the reason the author has brought this is to tell us that it's not okay that the Prophet forbade Ali radiallahu anhu for putting on what? Al-Thawb al-Mu'asfar, a garment dyed with usfur, with safflower. وعن البراء بن عازب, from البراء, the son of عازب, قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مرجوعا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is somebody that is not tall and not short. بعيد ما بين المنكبين له شعر يبلغ شحمة الوجه. That is the difference between a two mankib, that is a two shoulder, a far. له شعر, he has hair, يبلغ شحمة الوجه, that gets to the shahma, the earlobe, that is his head, which is the earlobe. Ra'aytuhu fi hullatin amra, I saw him in hullatin amra, in a red garment. Lam ara shay'an qattun ahsana minhu, I've not seen something better than it. What do you understand from this? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put on red garment. And he said, he forbade what? That his garment died with al-usfur. And he said al-usfur, his color is what? Red. So here, it is said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put on what? He put on hulla hamra. That is garment that is red. So you can understand the reason why the author our third watch brought Al Ahmar as well in the chapter. So we'll talk about this. When Abdullah bin Amr called, from Abdullah the son of Amr, he said, Marra alayya al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sorry, Marra ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rajulun alayhi sawdani ahmarani. A man passed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and was putting on two red garments that is up and back. Fasallama, the man gives a slim. Falam yarudda al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhi. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond to his taslim. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi reported, wa qala ma'anahu inda al-hadith annahu karyal mu'asfar. He said the meaning of this is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam detested al-mu'asfar, clothes dyed with what al-rusfu. Qala wa raw anna ma subigha bil-humra min madarin aw ghayri, that whatever is dyed with humra, with a red color, in madarin or ghayri, from madar or other than that, fala ba'sa bihi. There is nothing wrong with that. Ma lam yakun mu'asfaran, as long as it is not mu'asfar. See the conclusion. Do you understand? So the conclusion of the author is that it is not haram for one to put on red color. Why? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was putting on hulla amra. Exactly. Now, some scholars of the opinion is haram to put on red color. Why? Because it forbids what? The wearing of a tawbul mu'asfa. Garment that is what mu'asfa, that is tied with safflower. And safflower is red in color. It is red in color. So it's because of the color. So any red garment should also be avoided, whether dyed with safflower other than safflower, as long as what the result is that what it is red. So this is the conclusion of some scholars, and this is the famous opinion of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen alayhi rahmatullah also tilted towards this, that is, it is haram for you to put on garments that is red, unless if it has what some stripes, it has some stripes or some mask that is not purely red, so it has red color and some colors like this shimag that they will put on, you know, that thing that the people in Khalij they put on. You know that thing that in color put on, you see them, it has this red stripes. So can you call it red? That is, can you call it white? So it's a combination of white and what? Red. So even calling position was that full amra was something like this. Because hulla would be something of what? Up and down. So he was of the opinion that it had what this combination of colors. But they call it hamra because it has red color. Because it has some red, maybe stripes or something like that. Huh? So they may decide to also call it beidha because it has what? White color as well. So this was a submission of Ibn Qayyim alayhi rahmatullah. Khuluj are also favored by Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen alayhi rahmatullah. However, what Majduddin Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah established here is also the favored opinion of Ash-Shawkani, and that is also the favored opinion of Al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah jami'an, that it is only what is tied with Rusfu or Za'faran. What is dyed with Rusfu or Za'faran? If it is dyed with Rusfu, that is safflower, or dyed with saffron, it is not a color. it is not a color. If it is there with other than usur and watch and sunflower, it and za'faran, it is permissible. So to Sheikh Al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah, you can put on red garment as long as it is not dyed with watch, with saffron, or with sunflower. And this is the surah of Nawj al-Shawqan, that it is usur. Let us limit it to what usur and the za'faran that is mentioned. Some scholars understood from this that because the reason why they say that is because it is said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put on hulla hamra. So this issue of stripes, they did not accept that. He put on watch hulla hamra. So are we going to say it is al khususiyya? Are you with me? Some scholars say al khususiyya. So we are going to stick to watch that. As for the color that you are going to, but Messenger of Allah put it on. Yes, he also married more than four wives. Are you with me? So, and he also prayed fitaj. He prayed fitaj, and somebody, one of the companions, saw him doing that and he said, "This is for me, it's not for you." That is, if you pray fitaj, you're not feeling like you'll get full reward. You have to pray standing for you to get what full reward. So he said, what this is for me and not for you. So he said, it is what khususiyya. While some said, we don't resort to say something is khususiyya except we got clear evidence. So we can say here that what dinayu is not litahareem, rather lil watch lil karaha. And that's why some scholars said it is what lil karaha. So here the scholars of the Madahid, they do not have agreement on this matter. But to be on the safe side, let's stick to what you have in the text. Avoid putting on as-tawbul mu'asfar or as-tawbul muza'afar. Garments dyed with watch, with saffron or sunflower. So not the color now. You can put on yellow color, you can put on red color. However, somebody may challenge you when he sees you putting on red garment or yellow garment. You should know where the person is coming from. I think it's clear. That the person is trying to tell you that watch, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam condemn al-thawb al-muza'far or al-mu'asfar, it was because of the color. How is it said? So, Allahu a'lam. Subhanaka wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka. He borrows food?
Yeah, he did. Like, for people for that friend that when the court wants to return, I don't collect money. Because when he discovered that the market, the price of that food has been reduced, and wants to collect money because of the.
No, he borrowed feed. Yes. He should return feed. Why does he want to collect money? No, that's not correct. He borrowed feed. He should return feed, not money. But if the person cannot find the fish, then he cannot pay what is the equivalent to each. How is it fair? Now,
why do you look at that? Why do you have that perspective that there's all these feelings and I'm saying like, when I was working for so long, what is it?
Now, somebody's friend there in the Imam, and Imam says, it's the Muhammad Rasulullah. So, if somebody is the Ma'mum, is he going to say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So, there is no evidence that he should say that. And if he's going to say that, he should be said, watch, silently, inwardly. So, what's the second question? No, as the name is mentioned, you can say it is listening or okay, reading is reading. And as I've said, there is no evidence for this. There is no evidence for this. So it should continue his reading. But with respect to the one who is hearing, so there is no evidence, if it is in Salah, that he should stay with Salah. But if he stays it inwardly, this is what is still accepted. Wallahu a'lam. Now he can kill the ram for the slaughter the ram for the one that is the newest baby, so to say. So he can slaughter the ram for that, and when he has the ability to slaughter for others, he should slaughter. After sunrise. Salat Ishraq? No, that's not Salat Ishraq. That's not Salat Ishraq. Though you call it Salat Ishraq, but it's not really called Salat Ishraq. It is what the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said concerning observing Surah Ka after the sun has set. I saw the reason. So, now, sorry, before you, I wanted to open Sahih Bukhari to what the author said that Bukhari reported in Ta'liqan. So, Al-Imam Bukhari said, وَقَالَ إِشَام بِنْ عَمَّارِ وقال إشام بن عمار. He said that. Then he said, قال حدثنا صدق بن خالد قال حدثنا عبد الرحمن بن يزيد بن جابر رسول قال حدثنا عطية بن قيس الكلابي قال حدثنا عبد الرحمن بن غنم العشعري قال حدثني أبو عامر أو أبو مالك الأشعري. You know the shame is mentioned. والله ما كذبني سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Is there anything that shows that there is no connection yet? Nothing. So if you look at it, so Ishan bin Ammar had it from Sadaqa bin Khalid. Then he said that what Abd al-Rahman bin Yazid bin Jabir told him, then Atiyah bin Qais told him, that is told Abd al-Rahman bin Yazid bin Jabir, then Atiyah bin Qais said Abd al-Rahman bin Gamil al-Ash'ari said that Abu Amir, who is the companion of Abu Malik al-Ash'ari, said, Wallahi ma kadhaba sami'a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul ya da kathir al-Rasulullah. So the shame, there is no problem with the shame. But because of Qala Isham bin Malik, so Ibn Hazm said it's mu'allaq. Because, for instance, if somebody says Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you say Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you meet him alive? No. So if you want to look at what you have done in the terminology of the scholars of hadith, they was, this is mu'allaq. This is what? Mu'allaq. How is it said? So it just goes straight to, so because we use the word qala, or something like that. So a lot of ahadith, al-Imam Bukhari did ta'aliq in his what? In his sahih. But in the same sahih, he did what the wasu, that is, he mentioned the shame from what? From beginning. Not that he just went to the person that reported it straight. He mentioned it from the beginning. But that's the way we do today. That you say what? Qala Rasulullah, and just go straight. That doesn't mean that what? There is no shame that you have not left what? Some names. So that's why they said, what even has been said is what? Is wrong. So the same hadith, let me quickly read this. He said, لَيَكُنَّنَ مِنْ أُمَّتِ أَقْوَامٌ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْحِرَ وَالْحَرِيرَ. You see, that is what you have in Al-Bukhari. وَالْخَمْرَ وَالْمَعَازِفِ وَلَا يَنْزِلَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ إِلَى جَنْبِ عَلَمٍ يَرُوحُ عَلَيْهِمْ لِصَارِحَةٍ لَهُمْ يأتيهم يعني الفقير لحادث فيقول ارجع إلينا غدا فيبيتهم الله ويدعو العالم وينصف آخرين كردة أو خنازير أو خنازير إلى يوم القيامة. Now if you go back to what we read in the book, who can read it out? That's in hadith. Okay, that is not the report of Bukhari. I've read it out now. Have you? No, continue. I just want us to get what you hear clearly. What happened? وَذَكَرَ كَلَامًا. He mentioned some kalam. وَقَالَ. You can see it's not that some things I've watched. I've read some things out now. So let me read out the report of Abu Dawood. لَيَكُنَنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Sorry. حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ الْوَهَابِ بِنْ نَجْدَ. Look at the shadow. حَدَّثَنَا بِشْرُ بِنْ بَكْرِ. And Abd al-Rahman bin Yazid bin Jabir. You can see where they agree. Abd al-Rahman bin Yazid bin Jabir called. You know, this Abu Dawud said was Haddathana Abd al-Wahhab bin Najda. Why al-Imam Bukhari said what? Call al-Isham. Are you with me? Not from the same person. Abu Dawud said Haddathana Abdul Wahhab bin Najda. Why that of Imam Bukhari's words? Qala Ishan. But they met where? So they met in Abd al-Rahman bin Yazid bin Jabir. That is also in the shin of Al-Bukhari. Qala Haddathana Atiyah bin Qais. The same thing. Qala Samit Abd al-Rahman bin Ghani al-Ash'ari. Qala Haddathani Abu Amir Abu Malik. All this one of the things. Wallahi. يمين أخرى ما كذب أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ليكونن من أمة أقوام يستحلون الخبز والحريرة. You see the report here. الخبز والحريرة وذكر كلاما. So وذكر كلاما, that is what the report of Abu Dawud. قال ينسق منهم آخرون أو ينسق منهم آخرون قردة وخنازير إلى يوم القيامة. You can see it now. So the report he brought forth is the report of what? Abu Dawud. Then he now mentioned the report of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. So ذَكَرَ كَلَامًا. What is that kalam? That kalam is what we have what in the report of Bukhari. We have what? وَلَيْنْزِلَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ إِلَى جَنْبِ عَلَمٍ يَرُوحُ عَلَيْهِمْ بصارحة لهم يأتيهم يعني الفقير لحاجة فيقول ارجع إلينا ارجع إلينا غدا فيبيتهم الله ويضع العلم. You know, that is not in what we read in watch. But وَذَكَرَ كَلَامًا, that is what mentioned by Abu Dawood. So وَيَنْسَقُوا آخَرِينَ كِرَدَةً وَخَنَذِيرٍ لَوْكِيَامًا. So the author took this part, وَيَنْسَقُوا آخَرِينَ كِرَدَةً وَخَنَذِيرٍ لَوْكِيَامًا. Why in the report of Abu Dawood you have what? وَيَنْسَقُوا آخَرُونَ. You get it? So I just want us to understand what the author tried to do in what he brought. Then, for us to say ta'liqan. Is it really ta'liq? What Al-Bukhari says what? Qala Isham. That Isham said, is it really ta'liq? Huh? It's not ta'liq. So it's like what? Haddathani Isham bin Ammar. So and this is what the scholars have said on this. Sorry for digressing. I wanted to bring it earlier because I was busy talking. Tell okay, maybe at the end I will touch it and bring it out. Wallahu a'lam. No. Now what? Well, don't. Your question is clear. So what you can do is either you go to him, buy the clothes from him on credit, and you sell to your customer. Don't sell to your customer until you have bought from him. You buy from him on credit. And since this what? He has a clothes. So you can buy from him on credit. Then you take it to your own customer and sell to him. Whatever price you want to sell to him. So then you make your own watch, your profit, and you give the his own money to him. And if I buy something from you, it's very much that I pay instantly. Unless if you are exchanging currency, it must be watched. Or we are exchanging full stock, it must be watched instant. You want to exchange food for food, it must be instant. No delay. Now that does not go against your question. Your question is not exchange. Your question is what? Borrow. The difference between borrowing and what? Buying. When you buy, you are on equal footing with the person you are buying for. But when you borrow, the person that is lending you is what? Is superior to you. And that's why when you are borrowing, you are lending somebody, you are not supposed to take interest. It's an act of kindness. Are you with me? You are not supposed to take interest. Anything you are borrowing from somebody, or you are what? You are lending somebody. Anything, you must not take addition. You must not stipulate the addition. You must not agree with that person on any addition. But if you are exchanging something with somebody, if they are what? Measurable food store, or they are currency, you must also be hands to hands. That is, when you say you are exchanging, you are buying and selling. If they are measurable food store, or they are what? Currency, they must be what? Hand to hand. And if they are the same currency, must also be equal for equal. The same foodstuff, they must be equal for equal. So what you can do, since you are what exchanging, you are buying and selling, so you have got from your neighbor on what? On credit. It has become yours. You are owing. So you can sell the item to your customer cash. You bought from him on credit, 10,000 naira, you sell to your customer, 11,000 naira. So take the 11,000 naira. If you like, you pocket everything. Then he will be chasing you for his own money. And if you like, you want to give him what, 10,000, pocket the remaining 1,000. So that you can do that. The second thing you can do is for you to sell on his behalf. You act as an agent for him. to act as an watch, an agent for him. So if you sell to your customer, you are selling on his behalf. You are not selling on your on your behalf, on behalf of yourself. You are selling on his behalf. That's the second one. Third thing is that you can also act as an agent for the customer. I don't have it. I can assist you in getting it, but I'm going to take a commission for what? For assisting you in getting it. Huh? This is also for this one. Is your question answered? Huh? And that's what I'm saying now. If you act as an agent, take for example, we tell you that this thing, one, sell it for me. What, if you like, you can add money. Whatever you add on it is yours. Huh? You can say that. Here and now, lie for the value of the studio. That you will not do that in studio. You will not do it in studio. What's the question? No. This is a controversial issue among the scholars. Abdullah bin Umar said, "Gera no lie for Alzalika fi sujood." That will not do that in sujood. Ibn Hazm also reported an answer from him that he would do that in sujood. So, and Sheikh Al-Albani, Tamam al-Minna, authenticated that. Likewise, it is a sabi from Malik bin Uwayrith, radiallahu anhu. You know Malik bin Uwayrith, that companions that said the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that some of them, about 20 or so of them, came to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, he said that what he raised between the Sajda, between the Sajda. And this is authentic, it contains Sunan ibn Nasa'i. So, and that's why from Mashaykh, like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, alayhi wa rahmatullah, said the Nafi of Ibn Umar is Nafi and Jaziman. That is a Nafi, that is negation, that is definite, how do you call it? Jaziman, that is very definitive, firm, Jazmu, that is what he did, that firm Nafi, negation. So in order to knock other ones away, but Wallahu A'lam, since it is at least from Malik bin Uwayrith that Messenger of Allah will do it and is authentic. So one can do it at times, one may not do it at times. So coupled with the fact that Ibn Hazm reported a report from Ibn Umar himself that they will do that. So if you go back to Kamal Minna of Sheikh Al-Albani, you see. So brother, who read the works of Sheikh Al-Albani, what Salat and Nabi, you see them read that. Then when some of them see you not doing it, you watch. They say, why are you not doing it? It's Sunnah. Not saying that maybe you have read Sheikh Uthaymeen or you have read the Baz or you have read so, and that is the beauty of you reading all. You read this scholar, read this scholar. You will know the reason why people are doing it. Then you know, are you to go with these people or to go with what? With these people. But when you just make do with just one scholar, whatever that scholar says is the best. No, there is no Nabiyu among the scholars. They are all what? Scholars of Sunnah. They try. So if they try to bring evidence for whatever they say, that is convincing, you take it. But if the evidence is not convincing, watch. You don't take it. And there is no scholar except that he will have a place, an area where he has watched, where he has taken a weak position. No scholar is talking about that. Except that what? Be a companion or ordinary scholar, a tabi'i, you are a human being. Apart from the messengers of Allah, there will be a place where you have taken what? A weak position. Allah. Last question, inshallah. Giving price doesn't mean anything. That is not, sale has not been sealed. So you give him price, no harm. والله أعلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.